This is the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. What a fun way to start a Friday, huh?
Oh, we are eagerly waiting for Hootie and the Blowfish to check in. So we're on hold with them right now. I think they're talking to like their producers.
I thought you were
going to
say
like
they're
that.
Talking about us.
They might be. They might be talking about us.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Good morning, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yay!
How are you guys
What's
doing?
What's happening?
Well, there's a lot of you on the line. We got Darius, Mark, Dean, Jim. Am I missing anyone to get y'all?
That's all, ma'am.
All right.
So this is fun. You know, Darius, obviously, you've been with us for a long time, and now we get to actually play a Hootie and the Blowfish song on XTU.
I know. Yeah, it's really cool to be actually back together and doing this again. It's been so many years since we put out a record or toured or anything, and it feels awesome, and it feels like exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and the new song is Hold On. Tell us about how this collaboration with Chris Stapleton came to be.
We were looking for songs at the end of the record. We'd recorded a lot of songs. We demoed a lot of great songs. And, you know, just when you think you're all out of songs, you find something that sort of speaks to your heart. And so we did a recording of this, and it just feels like us.
Well, we love the guitar on it. Like that, I mean, the song is great, but it's just so catchy in the beginning. Like it immediately, you kind of stop what you're doing and you start bebopping. You know,
you've upset the drummer and the bassist. Right?
I'm sorry.
Just ran out of the room.
No, but our producer on that song, Frank Rogers, gets a lot of credit for that because the lick is in there on the demo, kind of in a different way. And Frank, our producer, was like, you know, Mark, why don't you do that octave thing that you like to do? And so I took that idea and kind of tried to work the lick out within that, and it worked really well. And that's what you're hearing there. So it's really fun to play. So thanks for saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope Dean and Jim are still with us after that question.
Very upset, but they're sticking with it.
So, for your collaboration with Ed Sheeran, you're like, okay, we need a good bass line, nice drum solo. Get that in there.
Exactly. When I was writing with Ed, that was the one thing I said. I said, Ed, we really need a song that the drums can really sound. No, writing with him was awesome. I mean, he's such an amazing songwriter and then a better guy, and we just had a great time. And you know, that song Wildfire Love with Lucy Silva, I love it.
Yeah. Group Therapy tour was so much fun. You guys were here in Philly, and I mean, Bare Naked Ladies, Hootie and the Blowfish, I don't know how you could go wrong.
Camden was a great night. Camden was a lot of fun. We haven't been up there in a long time, obviously, and to get back and see our Philly fans was amazing.
See, you guys are such pros. I said you were here in Philly because most people don't make the difference between the Camden facility and being in Philadelphia. But you know.
We do. And it was a good place to hang, too, because there was like a festival going on in the park right next door all day long. So we got to go see some cool bands. And then the 76ers little deal was right next door, too. So
yeah,
we got to tour that.
And facility.
It was so cool.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad that you enjoyed your stay because we love having you guys here. So, you know, we try to make you welcome.
Well, thank you.
And congrats again. The new single is Hold On. We're playing it a lot. Hopefully you guys check that out. And the new album, Imperfect Circle. Best of luck with that, guys, as well.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely. We love you guys. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.